Can you explain the rallies to people who might not know about them and what they're hoping to achieve?
Okay. We decided just over a year ago that the situation with Julian was being misrepresented or not represented at all in the media, and that we were going to do what little we could do to just raise public awareness. And we decided that at least once a week we would meet in a public place, and we chose Town Hall Steps as a kind of central meeting place in Sydney. And we all sort of made a commitment that we were going to come there every Friday after work, you know, the end of the working week, and stand on the steps and hold up banners and raise Australian citizens' conscience to the plight of Julian Assange and what he was facing, because not only was the media ignoring him, what little was said about him was very negative and in fact false. So I guess our mission has been to, you know, correct the mistruths told about him and to just generally bring him into people's consciousness. And we're still there over a year later, which, you know, I wasn't expecting. I thought he would have been well out of there a long time ago, but it would appear that there's no end in sight. So we're there every week, rain, hail or shine.
Has the turnout improved since the commemorative rally a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, that was... I don't know what it was about that, but we had John Shipton on that day. I think that was probably what it is. I mean, Julian's father is now a celebrity worldwide. I mean, he spent, while we've been standing on Town Hall steps for an hour or two a week, he's been travelling the world. He's just non-stop been travelling and supporting groups like ours. You know, when he first came to our group about 6 or 9 months ago, he said to me, "Oh, look, I'm here to support you." And I looked at him and I said, "John, no, we're here to support you." But, you know, that sort of talks to the man's humility. And he's still, you know, he's a 76-year-old man and, you know, he's fighting for his son's life, basically. And his son is seen by most people around the world as a very brave hero. Are slowly waking up to that, and, you know, we're doing our little bit to try and increase that awakening.
With the holidays coming up, will there still be rallies every Friday?
Yes. In fact, Christmas falls on a Friday this year.
It does.
And I personally made a commitment that I would be on those steps every Friday. So I thought to myself, well, you know, I can spend an hour of my Christmas day or 2 hours of my Christmas day on the steps. And so I asked one of the members to help me with a banner, and I thought, I'll just go there and I'll be on my own. I'm happy to just be on my own because there probably won't be a lot of people in town. But so many people have put up their hands and so many strangers have put up their hands. And, you know, like, we're going to end up having quite a bit of a Christmas party at 5 o'clock on Christmas Day for Julian. And hopefully, and maybe, you know, get the message through to Julian, which would be lovely, that, you know, we're having a party for him. You know, we're having a commiseration party, but nonetheless, we're in solidarity. I mean, every week at Town Hall, someone will come up and say, "Oh, what's happening to him?" And, you know, we've got to point out the truth of the matter, and, you know, we've got all the evidence to show them. So, you know, one by one, we're turning people around. Because that smear campaign's been going for 10 years. So, you know, we're not going to undo that smear campaign overnight, but that is certainly part of our objective. And up and he's the hero to all the whistleblowers in the world. I mean.
And finally, Tony, besides you hold rallies every Friday from 5 to 7pm, how else can people show their support?
Well, look, the first thing everybody needs to do is to Google Julian Assange petition. And there's a Philip Adams petition that's now, I think, approaching 550,000, you know, over 500,000 signatures. Everybody should make sure their signature's on that and should make sure their friends and family's signature's on that and, you know, that they share that on their social media. So that's kind of, you know, the starting point. If we can all have our names on that petition, that's fantastic. And then it's a matter of just raising consciousness, you know, which can be as simple as talking to their friends and family, you know, over at dinner parties and over the dinner table and, you know, and just bringing up the subject. They can then go another step if they wish, and that's write letters and join groups like ours, write letters to politicians urging them to join the group. There's a group of 24 federal parliamentarians that are friends of Julian Assange. That number is growing steadily. Those members are from all political colours, you know, extreme right, extreme left, and everything in between. I don't think this is as much a political issue as it's a human rights issue and a freedom of press and freedom of speech. If he is put in jail for the rest of his life, or heaven forbid, dies in jail, it'll be a very sad day for humanity and for the so-called free world. I mean, this man being held in jail now in solitary confinement, being tortured for over a year and a half now is, you know, when you actually wake up to the reality of what's going on, it's quite a scary scenario.
For anyone who's in Sydney, they can go down to the town hall steps every Friday from 5 to 7pm. It's quite the atmosphere.
It's a fun time. We have a fun time. We tell jokes. We read poetry. We play music. There's musicians there. You know, we make a spectacle. We have street theatre. And we're raising consciousness.
That is all we've got time for. Thank you so much, Tony.